Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And in memoriam of the latest Ramona, cop it. And Skeeter Hop. You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called the 99ers, all the way from Minneapolis, St. Paul in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
And a track called Skeeter Hop from the latest album, Spark. And hello to Derek and the rest of them for sending us that stuff through. And we played that because it does sound quite Ramonesy, but with an English accent, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
Yes, yes it does, Tony. The thing is, what is the 99ers website?
The99ers.com?
No, the99ersband.com. Paulie being internet one, Tony nil. And the 99ers is the numeric 99 rather than spelling out. So it's THE99EOSband.com. And you can find out all about the 99ers there. And they've been fairly prolific over the last few years. I think this is the third album we've had from them.
Yeah, how many years now? Two or three?
Oh, I don't know, Tony. I forgot it was our birthday, didn't I? It is. Punky Radio birthday today. How exciting.
9 years.
Is it actually 9 years?
It's 9 years, yeah.
That is shocking, isn't it?
Isn't it just?
Shocking that after 9 years, we're still not getting paid for this shit.
I know.
Yeah, but it's all right, though, because for the birthday... did you bring anyone with you for your birthday party?
No.
Oh, I brought a fraction of... the Tuesday Club, a band we played on the show quite a bit before, and the Fraction are going to introduce themselves right now.
I'm Andreas van der Brain Drain.
And I'm J-Rod.
Which makes you what, 2/7?
Something like that.
See, when you said it was a difficult fraction, it wasn't, it's 2/7.
Did you just work that out in your head?
Well, yeah.
How can a mate like that?
Well, because I said, what fraction of the Tuesday Club have we got here? And he goes, oh, well, it was really easy when they were 8 on us, but now it's difficult.
Well, it would have been 4,
yeah, yeah. All right. A quarter is easier than 2/7, but especially if weighing around the back of a youth club. what we're going to do is I'm going to interview the Tuesday Club. Like, have you got a favourite joke, by the way, for our birthday? You got a favourite joke?
Oh, you've been put on the spot, I realise. I'm absolutely rubbish. I can't. Every time somebody says that to me, my mind just goes blank, and I can never ever think of anything that's vaguely funny, even.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the section of the show that we call Comedy Suburbs, when we have a joke each week that someone sends in, but in lieu of that, I thought it would be a really good idea if the boys from the Tuesday Club...
A duck walks into the bar.
Yeah.
Walks into a bar, and he says to the barman, you got any bread? The barman says, no. Duck walks out. 5 minutes later, duck walks back in, he says, you got any bread? Barman says, no. Duck walks out. Duck walks back in 5 minutes later, he says, you got any bread? And the barman says, look, duck. You ask for bread one more time, I'm going to nail your beak to the bar. Duck looks offended and leaves 5 minutes later. He's back. He says, you got any nails? Marmon says, no. He goes, oh, got any bread?
Yeah, sorry, coming. Nice. Like,
yeah,
yeah. Fair play. Do you have a little round of applause there? Because he was put on the spot. We can all do that. Yeah. You've worked in radio. That means we all do clapping.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I thought I was off.
There we go. Right. So, if you think you've got a better joke than that, or perhaps one that we haven't read out before, perhaps you could email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email, comedy suburbs, and I'll read it out. But thank you. I put you on the spot then, and
I feel bad,
and I feel the best thing I can do now is play some brilliant music so you don't feel so bad. Is that okay with
you? That sounds like a fair deal.
All right. Yeah, it's good. Next track this week, Tony, is from the Dustaphonics latest album, which is, what's it called, Tony?
I don't know.
It's called Big Smoke London something.
Right.
It is. It's Big Smoke London Town. Big Smoke London Town. And hello to Eve, the lead guitar player in the band and top excellent bloke, he sounds actually. And also to Dirty Water Records for sending this through. What is the Dustaphonics Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheDustaphonics.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet One, and this is Rockin' Boogaloo. To Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dustaphonics Rockin' Boogaloo. We will play another couple of tracks off that fabulous new album version. They're gigging a lot at the moment, you know, Dustaphonics.
Are they really?
I'm pleased for them, yeah, yeah. Good. Excellent band. Get the chance to see them at some point. I saw them with King Salami and the Cumberland 3 and MFC Chicken, and they were brilliant.
Good right. band.
Cool. Which one's a good band?
MFC Chicken.
MFC Chicken are a fantastic band. And
awesome.
I've seen them a couple times recently. Yeah. I saw them in London. I also saw them in Lille.
Lille?
Because we get around.
Didn't know they made it after.
Yeah.
Didn't know chickens could fly.
Oh, no, they didn't fly. They got the car from Spain.
Oh, okay. Fair.
Tony, have you got any Facebook for us?
I do.
What? Are you getting a bit carried away there, Tony?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Please do leave a Facebook comment, like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. I suspect most people are on Facebook, but as previously mentioned, not the whole world.
We discovered that, didn't we?
Yeah.
The whole world to do something.
It's not the whole world.
Yeah, we shouldn't have asked them on Facebook.
It's a chunk of it, then.
Yeah.
Two comments from last week. First up from Pete, who says, "Thank you, my UK brothers, for spinning my song. Is that what you're telling me on your podcast? If I'm in California, I heard the show and let me know." Yes, it is pronounced Berwick, but Berwick works too.
Hang on a minute. How do you know how something's pronounced if it's
exactly?
Is it phonetic?
See, I think we decide on Berwick.
We decided that because we're English, he was called Pete Berwick, but we suspected that him being American, he might be called Pete Berwick. Yeah. Now, he's now sent you an email saying, actually, it's pronounced... And how can you possibly know?
It's pronounced like it's spelled.
All right, then. So we're still going to call him Dave Smith, yeah?
Yeah, still Pete.
Thanks very much, Dave. Brilliant.
There you go. Thank you. And Fatboy's been in touch.
Hello, Fatboy.
And he's wondering, what happened to Bear? I would love to thank him for introducing me to this little ditty, and he's posted a clip of the Lightyear song Pack of Dogs. Bear, years ago, I was trying to think how long ago that was. It was probably 7 or 8 years ago.
I've got no memory of Bear. Is that good?
Probably. Bear was haunting the MySpace groups back in... Well, when MySpace existed.
Yeah, maybe I do remember Bear.
He was an angry man.
He was angry.
Yeah, that's all I remember about him. But he disappeared probably somewhere around 2007.
We needed the Australian convict to get on top of him, didn't we?
Yeah. He's disappeared as well.
Lord Redlock. He was called Jason Collier. Look at that, yes. I remember. Look at that. I don't remember Bear. Tony, Mary had a little lamb. She also had a bear. I've often seen a little lamb. But I've never seen a bear. There you go. It's just a joke. So, is that it, Facebook?
That is it, Facebook.
Well, beautifully read, sir.
Thank you.
Next track. You know what? Dark Lord and Nightbreed featured a fortnight ago, and I thought we ought to feature again. What do you think?
Yes.
This is Death Party UK. This is The Last Ride.
By as the journey commences, the past has been destroyed. just lies thick upon a desk. The radio plays a whining song as the coat hanger swings in the summer wind. As the coat hanger swings in the summer wind. As the coat hanger swings in the summer wind. Slides away, and the building fades from view. A curtain closes on a magical time. It's the end of days. It's the last ride. It's the last ride. It's the last time. An end of days and a new time. It's the last ride. It's the last time. An end of days and a new time. It's the last ride. As the coat hanger swings in the summer wind.
Snickerdoddles.
You're listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Death Party UK and The Last Ride from their latest waxing. I'm calling it a waxing. I think it's download only, but hello to the Dark Lord of Nightbreed up there near you, actually, Tom.
He's in the Cunning Circus, isn't he? I think.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to give away his address, but, but yeah, fair enough.
He's on the NG1 area.
He's NG1, is he? Blimey, Starker. Yeah. So, anyway, what is Death Party UK's Reverb Nation page?
reverbnation.com/deathpartyuk.
It is indeed. It's Tony T pointing being in the internet one, and on this fabulous birthday edition of Punky Radio with all of its different music and all that. How great that we should have what I would describe as 2/7 of one of the quirkiest bands we've heard on Punky Radio in the last few years, the Tuesday Club. Hello.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Would you like to just introduce yourselves, perhaps with the full titles?
Yeah, Andreas van der Brain Drain. I do occasional singing, a lot of diving on the floor.
Breaking ribs at the moment.
And breaking ribs, yes, yeah.
And J-Rod, which is a typo. And guitarist stage left.
No.
Yeah.
J-Rod.
Well, it's short on my name. I mean, if you type my name, the first part of my name, quickly on the keyboard, you end up with J-Rod instead of Jordan. So then it becomes J-Rod. And a very good mate of mine started calling me J-Rod as in like a joke, and it
sucked. Yeah, it's a fabulous
yeah.
So how did the Tuesday Club get going? Were you in other bands before? Have you been around the block?
There's a lot of that.
More in than me, actually.
Yeah. Well, the original eight members of the band, yeah, we were, I think, in six different bands.
Right.
We were all getting a bit tired of the six bands we were in and decided that let's do a bit of something different, have a bit of fun. And we started meeting up on a Tuesday, strangely enough, and so the name came about, and it just went from there. We booked the studio, we thought we've got a few songs, we'll go in, and we recorded about 20 songs in a couple of sessions, and that was it. We sort of put the album out.
That's more than the Beatles!
Hey!
Well, I did have a very good mate of mine, who was also in a band, who was doing some recording about the same time. And he said, oh yeah, he said, you went to the studio this weekend? I said, yeah, that's right. He said, how many did you do, what, two or three? He said, eight. And he went, how do you manage to do eight? So we work quick. And so that's how it sort of all...
But how did you... Did you rehearse them to hell first so you knew what you're doing when you went in? Or was it just a very basic recording?
Do you know what? We didn't rehearse them, did we?
No, really.
No.
I mean, we've just literally... This last weekend recorded a new EP, which will be coming out in October. But we've just done that thing. And we had rehearsed them well. And we've done a lot of gigs. But when we actually did the album, we probably only done 4 or 5 gigs.
Right.
So it was quite experimental. That was the sort of idea of it, really.
And is that why you think that... I'm not saying for 1 second that you haven't developed a particular sound that someone say that was Tuesday Club, but you're quite... It's quite all over the place, isn't it? You do different. You use different styles. Yeah. Is that different input from different band members? Or
I think a lot of it is the age range. I mean, we've got sort of 30 to 52 in the band, you know, age wise, and
I thought they only had 7, Tony.
Everybody, I don't know what the percentage of that is. we've sort of got a lot of influences. I mean, you know, right across from sort of rock to punk to ska to.
And what sort of audience do you attract? I haven't seen you live before, so I don't.
Small ones
so far.
Yeah,
so far. Let's see if we can reduce that when they go the next single.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit of a diverse bunch, really, because I think people that We usually find that our best audiences come when we're not actually playing gigs. And the reason why I say
they're going to see other bands.
No. We did some. Yeah, but we did. We've done, you know, a few sort of in stores, and we did one at Empire Records in St Albans. And of course, you know, you just get a whole bunch of people's complete cross section of the population because it's a Saturday afternoon, right? So you're playing there in the corner, and like, all the people that wouldn't normally come to the gigs, so you go, oh, actually, we like these guys. Oh, and then they, you know, suddenly fork out for your album. So that's. I think we're sort of like an unexpected. Pleasure, if that doesn't sound sort of too arrogant.
I don't think so.
I think, you know, where we sort of kind of, it doesn't work, is that we don't appeal to the gig-going crowd, but we appeal to people that just like interesting, good music. I think
the difficult thing is, because, as you described, that we're quite eclectic, I think, you know, a lot of people prefer a pigeonhole to then go and see a band, that's a difficult thing. And until they come and see us live, which, you know... The latest EP, absolutely, you know, delighted with it. It's brilliant. We're really, really pleased with it. Compared to the other stuff we've done, we think it's way ahead. But live, we're still, you know, we're one of those bands, I think, that you have to see us live, really, to appreciate what the Tuesday Club is.
Right. And you said Auburn's based primarily. Is that right? Was that right? So you're in my town.
In your town.
And you're in St Albans. Albans.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty much all Hertfordshire. Except the Minx, who lives in London.
NW something or other. Yeah.
But
NIX.
Yeah.
The rest of us are, all part-based in the
right. Okay, now we're going to play a track now. You've been doing some free downloads. What's that all about?
Well, how did you describe it the other day?
I described it the other day.
Like fire sale, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like a fire sale, really. We did vinyl album, which was kind of, you know, dream come true. Finally had enough members in a band to be able to afford to get one pressed. So we did that. But we have released singles on download, which, you know, is obviously a cheaper option. And basically we've got five singles that have been out. And for July only, we are doing a free download of those tracks before they disappear from free download.
Right. Right, now, and we're not going to... Are we playing one of them now?
No, we're just
playing an additional tune.
We're playing the latest release, official release, which came out in April.
Yeah, and I think we did play it. Yeah. We played it around then as well. But as it's our birthday, we're allowed to do another one. That right, Tony?
Yeah, that's right.
It's your birthday, your show.
Yeah. That's right, Tony. Well, look, Tony, just before we play the track, is there anything you'd like to ask T7th and the Cheesecake Club?
No, I think that's about covered it.
I'm really glad I make a show with you, Tony. Right, so. So, right, we'll do the website first. So, Tony, what do you think the Tuesday Club's website is?
TheTuesdayClub.co.uk?
No, because it is.
This is the Tuesday Club.
.co.uk, which makes it probably be in the internet, and the Tuesday Club too, Tony too. And
one quick thing, can we just mention one more thing?
Absolutely.
Being that we're on a punky show, and we are doing a support sort of toy out at the Islington Academy in November, and we have a link on our website for tickets. So if anyone's interested of having heard New Glamour, please get on there and buy one.
Or show just up. Want to go and see Toya.
Or just show up to the Tuesday Club and leave early. Yeah. That was so you don't need to introduce this because you're going to be introducing it when you introduce it.
Absolutely.
So this is it.
You glamour.
He can't stop himself.
I'm Andreas van der Braindrain from the Tuesday Club, and you're listening to Punky Radio. And this is our current single, New Glamour.
Make way for salami. A double gig is like refrain. Use the left side of your brain. Shopaholic, stand alone. Get away, your cover's blown. Angel eyes, the devil's done. Think you had a chosen one. Pretty, pretty, Conway, pretty. After school, like Walter Mitty. In the office, in the park. Earning coin and Russia's knack. He's in meetings, tight to tight. Dreaming of the werewolf's cry. Plastic mech and motorboat. Tying it dried up in his throat. Hey! Glamour.
devil son, think you are the chosen one. Hey! New glamour. Hey! New glamour. Hey! New glamour. Hey! New glamour. Succumb to the hum of the gnome. Succumb to the hum of the gnome. Succumb to the hum of the gnome. I'm over now.
Duvet of society.
Listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Swedish punk rock band called TVI, and one of the tracks off their latest release, Mythoman, and a track called The Royal Family. And what I like about them is they've never done a song longer than 2 minutes long.
Nice.
And there's another 25 or 30 on this one. But fantastic VFM tone.
Yes.
You're really helping this week. What is TVI's website?
TVI.com.
No, TVI.se, Swedish. There's the clue. Probably on the internet, 3, Tony, 2. And have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12
Bar. Beautifully sung, chaps.
Man.
Man.
Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Don't forget, please do sign the petition to save the 12 Bar. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Punky Radio. There is a petition on there and sign it.
Did you say the 12 Bar is going under?
It's under pressure.
Under pressure from
developers.
Yeah, they were trying to sell it.
Not flats. Tell me not flats.
Hang on, let Tony tell you.
We don't know what it's for, but it's suspected to be either the flats or just a new entertainment bit. But the whole area is up for auction or something, or the council's trying to sell it. So there's a petition against it.
Yeah.
Got a song for that, Correspondence, What Happened to Soho?
Well, there you go. Perhaps you might have to re-release that when a little bit more of it goes. But it's that side of the street, isn't it? The Alley Cat side's all right. It's that side. And it's listed, 12 Bar. They shouldn't be able to touch it. But anyway.
We'll see. The listing gigs up for quite a while, so we'll have to see what happens with it.
Yeah, good.
For this Friday, still there, so do go. Charlie and Charlie, Days Train, East Road, Cam Cole, The Dead Wardians, Red Sky Reunion, and Brett M Trio. It's Enterprise Studios night.
Right, what do we think of that? Indie?
I think so.
We think indie, don't we? Yeah. Enterprise Studios, yeah.
Yeah, it could be anything. Yeah. Friday evening, how much do you think?
How much do you think, lads?
What, door tax?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, 7-8 quid usually, no? Yeah. Price, something like that.
5-6 quid,
I'm going.
6 quid it is.
Yeah, of course it is. It's always 6 quid.
You've got privileged information.
I've got the inside track. We've got cherries here, don't
you? Yeah, we'll just suck on cherries.
Yeah, you just suck
it. Oh, fair enough. Saturday night, 19th July, Beaver Las Vegas, The Rockets, The Space Wasters, The Barstool Preachers. It's a London Calling night. It's summer party in Barnett's birthday.
Yeah, it's one of London Calling's rocking nights, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they are come with the seal of approval from here.
They do. But it's Saturday night, how much do you think?
How much do you think, lads?
Saturday, 8 quid.
8 quid for you? What do you think?
Five?
No, 6 quid, I reckon.
Oh. It is 6 quid.
Yeah, 6 quid, yeah.
Yeah.
He falls apart on Sunday. Wait.
Sunday night is an open mic night, so I'm skipping that. But it's Monday night.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. 21st, the Monday night, the Grams are playing. So Monday night could be anything. How much do you think?
Oh, God, Tony, you've put me on the spot here. Miss Six falls apart. Come on, Les, what do you think?
Oh, I'm going 3.
3?
6.
6. I'm going 5.
It is 5.
Oh, come on, I'm good. 665, the bloke across the road from the Number of the Beast. See, right in through the kitchen window.
Yeah.
I wonder what sort of detergent the Beast use.
It's a joke. Ariel?
You're going with Ariel?
I'll go with Ariel. Yeah.
You think the devil uses Ariel?
Yeah, but then again, Daz. Devil Daz.
Silly Bang.
Yeah, and it is red.
You've gone with Silly Bang. Well, the likelihood is that
it's not really detergent, that.
Yeah, but you don't know what the devil eats, do you? I mean, he might have a major problem with his drainage, the devil.
Yeah.
Because hell's at the bottom, so anything is just going to come straight out of the drains anyway.
Yeah. I reckon he's spam. I mean, it's nothing good.
The devil eats spam. I see a whole new...
Spam and free Bentos pies.
Tuesday Club concept coming on here. Anyway, that's it, yeah?
That's it.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide
665. It's actually my favourite number.
It is.
Actually my favourite number with the devil would be about when was it 6?
6.
That's a long way away from the devil.
It's a long way, yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Right, next track, we're going to mention this band quickly now. A band called Stellascope. They've come through. They're fallout from last week's Music Clout special, and we had a few too many songs. I couldn't get them all onto one show, so we've got these ones now. These are kind of indie, post-punk, interesting, from Philadelphia, so...
Okay.
Well, yeah.
I like Philadelphia.
What, sorry?
I like Philadelphia.
Do you? Do you prefer Philadelphia Light?
I'm not good for light. The light is ridiculous. It's just full of water.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want some fat on there, don't you? Yeah. In fact, Tony, I'd go as far as to say, first of all, what is Stellascope's Reverb Nation page?
reverbnation.com/Stellascope.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3, and Stellascope is spelled Stellarscope. And also, Tony, if you did have full fat Philadelphia and you had a little bit too much of it, you might end up being overblown.
Side Downer.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Said that like I've said it before. That was Stellascope, Overblown. I hope you like that. As I say, you can find out more about them by their reverbnationpage.com/Stellascope. Are you doing anything this week, Tony?
Let me see. No.
Well, actually, I can briefly say, did you do anything last week? And I think I know the answer, Tony. Did you watch the World Cup final?
We did watch the World Cup final, yes.
With a German lady friend.
Yes, we watched it. It wasn't an easy watch, was it?
It was as a neutral, Tone.
All right.
It might have been slightly difficult if there was a German girl sat next to me.
I really didn't want the Argentinians to win.
I was loving what you wanted them to win.
No, I didn't.
No, shame. My mate Lindbergh got a job in Berlin that started today. So he flew out, started on Monday. So he flew out on Sunday morning. So I knew the Germans were going to win because Lindbergh's the luckiest bloke in the world, and only he would fly into the capital city of a country in a World Cup final on the day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So anyway, I just watch football again. I feel a bit, I need a support group now that the World Cup's over. I don't know what to do.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's really weird.
There's no football on today. What's going on?
No, shocking. And the cricket can't help because that doesn't start for 2 or 3 days. However, I have got something to do this week, Tony, which I'm very excited about, because this weekend is the Hitchin Comedy Festival.
Oh, right, okay.
The third annual Hitchin Comedy Festival. It features a plethora of marvellous acts, including Andrew O'Neill and Phil Jupitus, and it's going to be absolutely brilliant. And it's in the Victoria Park in Hitchin, and you can find out all about it by going to lastminutecomedy.com, lastminutecomedy.com, which is of course updated and all the bits and bobs by that lovely bloke who is me. That's right, Tony, you lovely man. We'll be hearing more from the Tuesday Club in the last section of this show, but right now I'm going to play you the next track this week, who are also friends of the show, and indeed friends of ours, Tony. This is Restless Abracadabra.
I took my baby down and dancing too. She took my arm and then she cuddled and cooed. She said, "Big Dad, I got a runner in my hose, and I'll be back soon as a pot of my nose." Now, abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Must be magic, cause soon she'll be seen on the arm of some guy who shows a little mild green. I turned the corner and I happened to see a little dog, she wasn't coming out at me. So she could pay her bill, I loaned her some jack, and I waited 3 hours and she ain't got back. Now, abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Must be magic, cause soon she'll be seen on the arm of some guy who shows a little more green. Yeah! Woo! And dancing too. She took my arm and then she cuddled and cooed. She said, "Big Dad, I got a runner in my hose, and I'll be back soon as a pot of my nose." Now, abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Must be magic, cause soon she'll be seen on the arm of some guy who shows a little more green. Abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Must be magic, cause soon she'll be seen on the arm of some guy who shows a little more green. Abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Abracadabra, where is my baby? Abracadabra, no more baby. Must be magic, cause soon she'll be seen on the arm of some guy who shows a little more green. On the arm of some guy who shows a little more green.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Restless from their latest album, Seconds Out, which was named by...
you.
There you go. We didn't drop out that time. Named by me. I named it Seconds Out. They didn't go for Mickey Monkey and the Badger Practice, which was another thing I suggested to them. Real shame. Right. A fabulous new album. I don't want to say back to form, because that would suggest they went off form, but it just sounds like one of the albums from the old days. Really, really good. What's their Facebook page, Tony?
I don't think they had one.
Facebook, right, then. Well, you're a load of fun,
aren't you? Have we got one? Facebook.com/restless?
So you don't think their Facebook page is facebook.com/groups/104881820445/FRF=TS?
Ah.
And why is that, Tony?
They haven't got to say default URL, have they?
Default URL. Come on, Restless, you're really good at music. Get with the internet. That actually, you are right in a way, Tony, because that's actually the Restless Rockabilly fans page that was set up. But I think it was set up by Rob, the drummer in the band, so it does count as their official thing, and that seems to be where they post most stuff.
Right.
So very snappy. Would you like me to read out the website again?
Go on, then.
Yeah, facebook.com/groups/104881820445/FRF=TS. Really snappy little website there. How could you possibly forget that? Well done, Restless. So, have you got a track?
No.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know. Maybe it's summertime and everyone's just feeling upbeat and not able to twat anybody.
Well, I was told by someone that we were going to get a top 10 World Cup twats, and he didn't send it through, did he?
He didn't.
So by default, he's a twat, but we're not doing that. I tell you what, if you just explain twattage, and yep. then I'll have another word with the Tuesday Club, yeah?
Yep. So, I need a twat, is a twat. I need to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It could be anything. It could be anyone. Email
has
me.
Been.
Sorry?
He has been anyone.
He has been anyone, yeah.
Source.
Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. And all twats to you, thanks.
Yeah, and I'm right in thinking it's been everyone from Uncle Randy to Vladimir Putin, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah, I think it's been everyone at one point.
Has God ever been a twat?
I think so.
Maybe that's why they've stopped going. Maybe people are running out of twat.
We have done everyone. It's been 9 years.
I might have to have a cherry to calm down with this. Thank you so much.
No,
so now, I'm going to we'd like to talk a little bit more, if that's all right with you, Tony, about the Tuesday Club's latest EP. So
that's fine.
Hand you over to 2/7 of the Tuesday Club, who will say whatever they want about it while I eat this cherry. Off you go, fellas. Mm.
Well, we're in there last weekend, and this is... That's the only copy we've got on this at the moment.
Yeah.
It's got four tracks on it. We took a bit more time over this one, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, there's four tracks, but we haven't decided which three are going to be on the EP yet, so that's why we're being reticent.
Yeah, but it's...
why don't you just put four on?
Well, we don't want to.
No, because we've got a ploy.
You've got a ploy.
Three tracks, because we're probably doing another album for a little bit now.
Right, we're possibly doing four EPs to make something up if we want to do it afterwards.
Oh.
Part one, two, three, four.
Very much like the French chanteurs of the yeah movement in the 60s.
Yeah.
Who specialised in EPs rather than albums. Tell a little bit of rock and roll history for you there.
Very
nice.
So how will you choose? Will it be a vote or will one of you take charge? Is there a leader in this band?
No.
One said no, the other one
said no. No, there's not. There's not a leader in your band.
No, there is not.
Right.
It's very democratic. I mean, we try to sort of give as many people a voice as we can, you know. And I think what was sort of banded on the other day was there's going to be like a sort of WAGS club and various other people that can stand us for more than 5 minutes are going to listen to the tracks as they all as they come out and actually make their decision,
and they'll choose as well.
Democratic input from the Tuesday Club and the environs of such,
and then you'll choose.
Excellent.
Right. one thing I do want to just quickly say is that if anybody has heard stuff that has gone before me, like you said, it is quite all over the place. I do think it does seem to sort of come to an interesting sort of us sort of structure now. I think
it all makes sense. You've got a sound. You just seeing my experience of you is that you dabble with different genres of music. Well, you've got your sound.
The influences, that's what it is. Yeah. I think even the EP. I mean, it has got kind of a core, but there is still,
We're still able to surprise them, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's some happy smiley Britpop stuff, but then you've got sort of that. You have that quite a bit of that ska influence on the beat on some songs, and then others. Yeah. Are like the one we played, New Glamour. They are a bit more indie.
Yeah, we've got quite a scary track that we're going to do on the next EP as well. But we're going to carry on being all over the place, but maybe a little bit more considered.
Yes. Well, I hope you're all over the place for years to come. Why don't you just shout out your website again?
This is thetuesdayclub.co.uk.
There you go. Perfect. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you. Our last track, Tony.
Okay.
Alright, a band called Useless Eaters. Again, quite a few of these bands we did play a fortnight ago, but it's just they've all got new release out and they're all really good, and I didn't want to sort of overlook them and then forget about them when new bands came in. So we're playing another track by Useless Eaters this week. This band are also from the States. I think they're from Colorado, and this came through via Slovenly Records. And hello, Joe, thank you very much for sending us this stuff. Tony, what is Useless Eaters' Facebook page?
facebook.com/UselessEaters.
No, it's facebook.com/pages/useless-eaters/18500433154319. And why is that, Toby?
You haven't said D40 as well, have
you? Useless eaters. Useless at the internet, more like. I've won, but I can't remember by what score, Tony.
No idea.
But anyway, it is a birthday. I'm happy to call this an honorary draw on the basis that even though I probably won 5-3, I don't want you to cry on your birthday.
Thank you.
So we'll call it 4-0, shall we?
Okay.
This is Eustace Eaters. I think she wants to find out. That's about it for this week. That was the Eustace Eaters. This has been the 9th birthday show of Punky Radio. Thank you so much for listening. There are some other ways to listen to this show other than downloading it, including listening online. What are those things that carry our show, Tony?
They are the Internet's Talk Superstation. You can find it at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, we're on Radio Andra, Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.se.
I hope to see some of you at Hitchin Comedy Festival this weekend. My thanks to 2/7 of the Tuesday Club.
No problem.
Oh, that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.